It's our fourth on-time budget, and it's a good one. It's one that forces government to live within its means. And that's what every single household across this Commonwealth does every single month when they sit down to do their bills. And that's what we did here. Look, it was a tough year. Revenues are down and our expenditures are up. The bottom line is we saw a $600 million increase in our pension liability this year. That's going to continue. We need to address that issue also. We also saw a $1 billion increase in some of our Medicaid costs. Again, those costs are going to continue to go up. So it's very important that we live within our means, the same as the people that sent us out here to represent them, but we also make sure that we hit the important priorities for the people that we represent. In this budget, we increase spending for our schools. All of my school districts see between a 3 and 4% increase. That's a very positive step forward. I would also argue that we made some significant investments in human services for our county governments. So at the end of the day, I think we met our priorities, but we lived within our means.